The Long Shadow by Lisa Markland, read by India Fisher. Part 1. After New Year. Nueva Andalucía, 3:14 a.m. The night was pitch black. She could just make out the orange trees lining the road as black shadows on the edge of her vision. Three cats' heads stuck up out of a rubbish bin, the headlights catching their eyes. The rain had stopped, but the tarmac was still wet and shiny, reflecting the light from the street lamps. She had the car window open and was listening to the wet hiss of the tyres on the road, the crickets chirping, the wind rustling the trees. The air was damp and chilly. It was as peaceful as it could be. She braked and stopped uncertainly at a crossroads. Was this where she was supposed to turn left, or was it the next one? She was clutching the steering wheel in a cramped 10-to-2 grip. All this random building work, no town planning, no regulations, and therefore no maps. Not even Google Earth had been able to help with the new districts. Well, this must be it. She recognized the golden knobs at the top of the gate to her right. Everything looked so different in the dark. She put the indicator on so that the truck behind her could see which way she was heading. The two vehicles were driving with dipped headlights. Anything else would have been impossible on such terrible roads. And a car with no lights would arouse more suspicion than one with headlights on. She swerved to avoid a large pothole in the middle of the road, then checked in the rearview mirror that the driver following her did the same. The car's headlights swept across the gateway at the edge of the estate, an overblown affair in black wrought iron with a pair of concrete lions on either side, and her shoulders relaxed. She tapped the...